KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of That Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Let's take a look at the Associated Press high school football polls for this week. In Class 4A, Dowling Catholic remains top-rated, with West Des Moines Valley number 2. Iowa City West is ranked 3rd this week. Lewis Central checks in at number 6 in this week's top 10 poll in the big schools. In Class 3A, Solon is number 1 this week, with Dallas Center Grimes ranked 2nd and Bishop Heelan Catholic number 3. Cedar Rapids, Xavier, and Webster City round out the top 5. Glenwood in the poll this week as they're one of 3 teams that jump into the poll as they're tied with Waverly Shellrock for the 10th spot in the rankings in 3A. In 2A, Williamsburg number 1 with Waukon number 2, Applington Parkersburg, Boyden Hull Rock Valley, and Sioux Center. The top 5, Mount Vernon's tied with Sioux Center for that 5th spot. In Class 1A, Inwood West Lion is ranked number 1 this week with Van Meter number 2, Pella Christian 3, Iowa City Regina 4, and Western Christian number 5. AHSTW up a notch to number 8 this week in the poll, while Panorama is at number 9 in this week's Class 1A poll. Class A poll, St. Albert remains the number 1 ranked team, with Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, West, Sioux, Algona, Garrigan, and Lisbon the top 5. And in the 8-man poll, Gilbertville, Don Bosco is number 1, Harris Lake Park number 2. Audubon stays put at number 3 in this week's poll, with Remsen, St. Mary's, and Newell Fonda rounding out the top 5 in the 8-man poll. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says the Cyclones need to match Iowa at the line of scrimmage. In Saturday's 65th meeting in that series, the Hawkeyes dominated both sides of the ball a year ago in a 42-3 win in Iowa City.
Really, on both sides of the football, their strength is in their front seven, you know, and I think that's a big challenge for us. You know, it's just a matter for our defensive line, more importantly, to be able to hold their gap responsibility and to create vertical penetration throughout the game. Our linebackers, we've got to be able to do a great job of tackling.
Iowa averaged 5.5 yards a carry in last year's meeting, and Campbell says the ISU defense needs to bring that number down. The big play ability of Akram Wadley is also a concern.
I think the thing that I'm so impressed by them offensively is their running back. You know, he's such a dynamic football player, and just when you think there's nothing there, he's got the ability to make you miss in space and then make big plays happen. He certainly did that last week, and I think that's been the foundation of his success.
Campbell says rivalries like this make college football unique, and they have made this game a priority.
We've got a lot of respect for them and their program, but that doesn't mean it's not a big game and a big rival football game as we get into it. So something we certainly talk about the majority of the year, put a lot of emphasis on it, especially as we get closer to the game, and try to be our best as we get into this week.
Campbell says the timing of this game is different than most rivalries.
You know, I think it's unique that, this big rival football game happens the second game of the season, but I kind of like it. You know, it forces your team's attention and forces you to get yourself, you know, adjusted to be able to play good football early in the year. But certainly two great fan bases, great traditions, makes it really unique.
After struggling out of the gate, the Iowa State defense played well in Saturday's victory over UNI.
I would just say keep them staying level-headed. I mean, we got high with the highs at times and low with the lows. Just staying level-headed, keeping our composure. That's something we preached on in the offseason, I said before. So just keeping our composure.
That's junior linebacker Willie Harvey. The Cyclones returned a pair of interceptions for touchdowns in Saturday's win over UNI. Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell has been named the Big Ten Conference Defensive Player of the Week as Jewell had 14 tackles, 2.5 tackles for loss, and a couple of sacks in Iowa's win over Wyoming this weekend. He added a pass breakup in receiving his first career Defensive Player of the Week honor. Well, the 25th-rated Tennessee football team needed a second-half comeback and a big defensive play to win its season opener on the road. John Kelly scored the tying touchdown on an 11-yard run with a minute 29 remaining in regulation, and then added 2 more TD runs in overtime to help the Vols beat Georgia Tech 42-41 in Atlanta. Tennessee didn't clinch the victory until Taquan Marshall was stopped on a 2-point conversion after the Yellow Jackets elected to go for the win instead of a game-tying extra point that would have forced a third overtime. Marshall ran for 249 yards and set a Georgia Tech record with 5 rushing touchdowns. Well, the number 1 Alabama squad has lost 2 key linebackers to season-ending injuries. Terrell Lewis and Christian Miller were hurt in the season-opening 24-7 win over number 3 Florida State. Coach Nick Saban says both are set for surgery. Saban also says the son of receivers coach Mike Loxley has been killed. No details were immediately available. Also in top 25 college football news, Florida State quarterback DeAndre Francois will have season-ending left knee surgery today. Coach Jimbo Fisher says the sophomore faces 4 to 6 months of rehabilitation after he was hurt during the fourth quarter of Saturday's loss to top-ranked Alabama in Atlanta. Number 17, Florida, is sticking with quarterback Felipe Franks despite a lackluster performance in the opener. Franks completed 5 of 9 passes for 75 yards in a 33-17 loss to 11th-ranked Michigan in Arlington, Texas. The redshirt freshman fumbled twice and was sacked once. Coach McElwain benched him early in the third quarter. The NCAA has granted limited immunity to two Mississippi State football players in its investigation of Ole Miss football. The information provided is disputed by Ole Miss, and in a lawsuit filed by a clothing store implicated in rules violations by the two Bulldogs. That's brought scrutiny to the NCAA's use of limited immunity as a way of gathering information. Well, Hurricane Irma could alter the NFL's opening week schedule. A person familiar with those discussions tells the Associated Press that the league is considering moving Sunday's Dolphins-Buccaneers game in Miami to another site or playing it earlier this week because of the hurricane. The person says the game could be held Thursday or Friday, with Irma expected to threaten South Florida over the weekend. Kickoff is scheduled right now for noon on Sunday Central Time. In other NFL news, the Falcons have released defensive tackle Rashid Hageman 2 days after he was placed on the commissioner's exempt list because of domestic violence charges in 2016. The team says in a statement that the move was made after a thorough investigative process by local authorities. The NFL said Saturday that its investigation is pending. Colts general manager Chris Ballard has announced that quarterback Andrew Luck will not play in Sunday's season opener against the Rams. Luck has not taken a snap or thrown a pass to a teammate since having surgery in January to repair a partially torn labrum in his throwing shoulder. The Cardinals have signed former All-Pro punter Andy Lee to a 2-year contract and released punter Matt Weil. Lee was a first-team All-Pro in 2007, 2011, and 2012, and made the Pro Bowl in 2007, 2009, and 2011. Major League Baseball action yesterday saw Carlos Martinez throw a 3-hitter and strike out 10. Yadier Molina hit a 2-run single, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the San Diego Padres 2-0 Monday. That's their fourth victory in 5 games. The Cardinals remain 3 games behind Colorado in the race for the National League's second wild card. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 5-4. The Mets over Philadelphia 11-7. Colorado topping San Francisco 4-3. Pittsburgh over Chicago 12-0. Washington beat Miami 7-2. And Arizona 13-0 over the L.A. Dodgers. In interleague play, Texas over Atlanta 8-2. The Kansas City Royals hit 3 homers and got 2 spectacular defensive plays in a 7-6 victory over the Detroit Tigers on Monday afternoon. Eric Hosmer, Salvador Perez, and Alcides Escobar all homered for the Royals. Elsewhere in the American League, the Yankees beat Baltimore 7-4, Cleveland over Chicago 5-3, L.A. beat Oakland 11-9 in 11 innings, Houston over Seattle 6-2, Toronto beat Boston 10-4, Tampa Bay over Minnesota 11-4. In Pacific Coast League baseball, the Omaha squad beat Iowa by a 7-3 final on Labor Day. Well, the U.S. Open men's and women's quarterfinals are set. The field includes both number one seeds and a couple of surprises. Kaya Kanepi became the first qualifier in 36 years to reach the women's quarters, doing it with a 6-4, 6-4 win over her opponent yesterday. The 32-year-old Estonian is ranked 418th after missing much of the past 2 years due to an illness and problems with the soles of both feet. Kanepi will take on number 15 Madison Keys, who grabbed the last 4 games to eliminate fourth-seeded Alina Svitolina 7-6, 1-6, and 6-4. Keys will take on Kanepi in the first U.S. Open quarterfinal appearance for both players. American Coco Vandeweghe reached her first U.S. Open quarterfinal, beating Lucy Safarova in straight sets. The 20th-seeded Vandeweghe is into the round of 8 at the Grand Slam tournament for the 3rd time this season. She joins countrywoman Venus Williams and Sloane Stephens and Keys. Women's top seed Karolina Pliskova needed just 47 minutes to eliminate American Jennifer Brady in straight sets. Men's top seed Rafael Nadal easily reached the quarterfinals, defeating his opponent in straight sets yesterday. Andriy Rublev has become the youngest men's quarterfinalist since Andy Roddick in 2001, as the 19-year-old dispatched ninth-seeded David Goffin in straight sets to earn a match against Nadal. Roger Federer took a medical timeout after the second set and otherwise showed no signs of trouble as he picked up a straight sets win against Philip Kohlschreiber. Next up for Federer is Martin Del Potro, who saved 2 match points and erased a 2-set deficit as he knocked out number 6 Dominic Thiem in a 5-set match. And golf yesterday, Justin Thomas has added another big title to a season filled with big moments by outlasting Jordan Spieth and Mark Leishman on the back nine of the TPC Boston to win the Dell Technologies Championship. 2 shots behind at the turn, Thomas surged ahead with a short birdie and a 6-foot par save and closed with a 5-under 66 for a 3-shot victory that was much tighter than the final margin. That was the fifth title of the season for Thomas, including his first major at the PGA Championship. Spieth wasted a birdie-eagle-birdie-birdie start to his round with too many mistakes on the back nine. He closed with a 67 and was runner-up for the second straight week in a FedEx Cup playoff. Spieth still went to number one in the FedEx Cup standings. Leishman shot a 40 on the back nine yesterday. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.